It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a non-clapping moneymaker. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Yes, hello, everyone. Hope everyone is well. Thank you for joining us.
And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, a politician follows porn stars on social media, turbulent air and a flight ruined by farting and drooling and whining. Hair length of racism gets a college player kicked off his baseball team, and scamming scammers with Elon Musk. So, this is a story out of New York, and this is about Democratic New York State Senator Gustavo Rivera. So, I guess he follows dozens of salacious accounts on TikTok, including at least 36 who also maintain OnlyFans accounts. A review by the New York Post showed. Here's the thing, though, that you can't show anything. Like, you could suggest on TikTok, but you can't show anything like pornographic on TikTok. Anyway,
right.
They include brunette influencer Jesse Switch, who recently posted a video demonstrating various ways to make a distinctive sound with her moneymaker. I like that. I like talent.
And like castanet.
She asked, have you ever wanted to learn how to make a clap? to which I responded, no, but I heard you have it. The clap.
Huddle a hoo.
Other TikTokers followed by the Bronx lawmaker include Heidi Levon, who is on OnlyFans as a viral cosplayer, marching around in tight leather ensembles holding whips. A lawmaker also follows two little people who have porn accounts, including one where British creator PETA wants her TikTok followers to that her thighs are skull crushers. Wow.
Wow. No.
And play.
Why would it be there?
If you're looking for something.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like a good time. but just a little bit of a good time. Anyway.
A little bit.
A little delayed reaction there from Joe. We'll take it. Playboy star Jenny Locke had this observation for her followers. You're cranky because you need to get laid. Critics weren't surprised by a TikTok roster followed by the Democrat who's previously proclaimed his support of prostitution and co-sponsored legislation to decriminalize it. It's not inconsistent with Democrats' policy of sexualizing our culture, said GOP state lawmaker. This is their agenda, from legalizing prostitution to normalizing public displays of lewd behavior to getting sued for rape and sexual harassment and admitting to grabbing people by the moneymaker. Oh, wait, he didn't say that last part. That was just irony going, hello, hello, here we are, hello.
Harumph, harumph.
And furthermore. So this guy's TikTok account has not posted any videos of his own. You know, at this, I would say there was a time where this would be problematic following, porn stars and whatnot on social media. I don't think it's a good decision, but I don't really think compared to what these men and women are doing, whether it be thruples or being charged with rape or being anti-gay. And then, oh, wow, you did what in an airport men's room with another feller? You know, it gets to the point. It's like, really? This is what you're going to be outraged about? This is just about political points. I don't think it registers. What do you think?
I think that it really, unfortunately, it's not a big deal, especially when you got politicians that blatantly lied to get into office and has been shown to lie and has been told you lied about your credentials, you told stories that weren't true, you need to step down, and for them to go, no, I'm not stepping down.
So, Joe, do you respect Gustavo Rivera for his honesty, for saying, I love the whores, here I am?
Well, you know, he does want to make prostitution legal, so he is walking the walk.
Yeah, sure. So, it's the walk of shame, but it's a walk nonetheless.
Yeah, so you know what? I mean, if he's getting legislation, like I said, and I said it about Trump, I didn't hire him to teach Sunday school. If he's getting legislation passed and trying to make a difference, and he has his proclivities to look at, you know, all these TikTok and OnlyFans, you know, have at it, whatever.
Pip?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, why does it have to be shameful when he's not, it's not like it's, you know, children or something.
Well, aren't little people children of Jace?
No, they're not.
Okay, I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
They're only children adjacent when you're talking about the little pencil lines on the wall next to the door. But okay. They are not children.
Okay.
Right.
You know, so, I don't know why that has to be something that is shameful. Sex work is work.
It most certainly is. I'm exhausted. Can I just tell you, I just flew in, and boy, is my moneymaker tired.
I have to get it all puffed up with enough air to float.
Let me tell you something. It's so tired, I can't even make it give a round of applause right now.
Right. Funny.
Not one little hand.
Not one little clap.
But I like when they get the GOP guy. It's not inconsistent with the Democrats' policy of sexualizing our culture, said GOP state lawmakers. Their agenda, from legalizing prostitution to a normalization of public displays of lewd behavior. Harump, harump, Democrat.
Now, where's the boy? Where's the boy with my oil up?
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, let me hide in this bathroom stall for a wee while.
Meanwhile, let me hide the former president who married a porn star. Let me hide her. I mean, it's too much. But no, I do think it will probably affect, it won't affect how Democrats vote, I don't think. I mean, it wouldn't affect how Republicans vote. What am I even saying? Nobody cares. And you know what? I don't think it should matter if they're, you know, they're not doing anything illegal. Now, would I do it if I was in that position? No, I don't do it now either. Let me tell you something. Any porn star that you see me following on Instagram is probably not even the porn star. It's probably somebody who stole their identity.
It's a scammer of some sort, probably.
And I generally don't follow them back, not even my girlfriends. I generally don't follow them back because I am cognizant of what I'm following, but maybe I'm a little too prudish about it at this point.
Right.
You don't know what's going to pop up in your feed.
Yeah, and other places. So, you worry about that.
Yeah. And all you need to be is, you know, when they have, like, those callback features. Remember 2 years ago you posted this, and all of a sudden you're confronted by your past? You don't need that popping up when you're in a different situation.
Well, that's what they do. Like they try. Like I'm seeing this popping up now with Jimmy Fallon. You know, because I guess he's got a whole kerfuffle about a toxic work environment. And now, when Jimmy Fallon and Amy Poehler had an argument, or like with Danny Masterson, the actor who's going away for prison from that '70s show. Conan O'Brien like said something like, you know, eventually they're going to catch up to you. Like we're just pulling all this stuff now.
Yeah. And they're looking at, you know, they're looking at him, and he's like, yes, I do, and I enjoy it. So what's the problem?
See, would that be the best thing to go? Yeah, I follow him and I like it. What's your problem?
Yeah.
What's it to you?
Yeah. So it's commonplace,
you know,
now.
Sorry, Joe.
Oh, no, it's commonplace now. It's commonplace in politics. And, like, you know what? As I said to Trump, Trump is this. I didn't vote for him to teach Sunday school.
The difference is Trump is an accused rapist and sexual assaulter. That's the difference. It wasn't Trump likes to follow Playboy Playmates. It was like, oh, no, Trump rapes people. There is a difference.
Accused.
Well, no, a judge in a civil suit did call him a rapist. A judge did call him a rapist. So.
Either way, it's like what he's doing is not illegal, and it's a whole hill of beans about nothing. It's like, so what? Isn't it better to be forward about it than to be hiding your sex life and be in fear whole life?
Yeah. He's showing a tolerance for different lifestyles.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah. We'll see. There's probably a whole lot more out there.
I like how you dragged that hole for that. Okay.
Wow, can she do that?
I don't know, but now I better not follow Joe. Jeez. All right. When we come back, we have Turbulent Air. This was my blog. We'll tell you about how a flight was ruined by farting and snorting and drooling and how one of us was or was not involved. All right. We'll be right back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thanks for hanging in there. You are listening to Davin's Den. All right, let's do some Turbulent Air. This was the topic of my blog this past week, and you can go to davincomedy.com to get all my thoughts on this hot topic.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
All right, so this comes to us from New Zealand, where a couple is demanding a refund after they spent a 13-hour flight stuck next to a slobbering, farting, and whiny dog.
I was not on that flight. They're lying.
Nana, knock it off.
Jill Warren Press said their Singapore Airlines flight from Paris, which they forked out extra for premium economy seats, was ruined by the noisy and gassy emotional service pooch. I heard this noise, a heavy snorting, Jill told the New Zealand outlet Stuff, adding that she originally thought it was emitting from her husband's phone or another. I wonder if phone is a euphemism.
Yeah, funny. Got to keep it nice for the story, yeah.
Sure. Before realizing it was a dog's labored breathing, I said, I'm not having this sitting next to us the whole trip. But she did. The couple said they overheard. Your internet connection is unstable. It should not be. I am plugged in. Ay, ay, ay. The couple said they overheard the owner telling another passenger that the stocky pup eased her anxiety. However, they insisted that the dog appeared to be distressed and struggling with the affliction of his own. The emotional dog needed an emotional dog.
Yeah.
When they raised concern with the flight attendant, the annoyed traveler said the hostess offered that they move their seats to the only available ones left in the back row of economy. The presses decided it was not worth giving up the luxury seats that they splurged on for the long-haul trip to the layover in Singapore. We would much rather deal with the farting beast and the dog.
I was amazed by the farting beast.
But their patience reached breaking point halfway through the 13-hour journey when a certain smell could no longer be ignored. The canine had begun farting as it inched closer into their personal space and said, pull my paw.
Pull my little toe bean.
Pull my paw.
The dog was heard to be ruffing, whose smell is that? Whose smell is that? The owner couldn't have the dog out in the aisle because they couldn't get the trolleys through. So it had come in further, which meant his head was under my husband's feet. My husband was in shorts and was getting the dog's saliva goo on his leg. Hot.
You know what? That's either disgusting or a hell of a Saturday night.
Exactly. Eventually, the presses decided they couldn't take it anymore and accepted the air hostess's late offer to place them in the front row of the economy cabinet that had been reserved for staff. The attendant promised that she would file an incident report and the airline would reach out. However, the couple claims Singapore Airlines didn't contact them until they began pestering its customer service team. Pester, pester, pester. The presses were eventually offered a $125 gift voucher for the airline's Chris Shop website, which was later up to $200 travel voucher for each of them. But the couple rejected both, claiming they neither made up for the difference in value between their pricey premium economy seats and the economy spots they moved into. Now they're demanding that Singapore Airlines provide a full refund for the leg of the journey and the leg of her husband.
I know, that was a foot race.
Well, yes, or more of a hop race. One was incapacitated by dog goo. The pair said they are disgruntled that the airline failed to notify them in advance that the animal would be on board, to which the airline said, "You'll smell it." We didn't receive the experience we paid for. No, this is premium plus. You received a unique flying experience. Why are you complaining? Not everybody landed with dog goo on them. Stop being...
Do you know how many people sit in economy and go, "I wish a dog would slobber on me"? They'll never come to time. I don't have the money for that.
Listen, man, I just took two flights today. I was wishing the same thing. You know what make this experience better? Dog goo.
Dog goo.
Is that a susan of Alpo I smell wafting in the air from the dog's nether regions?
Oh, I long for slobber. I'm so homesick.
Yes. A Singapore Airlines spokesperson told Stuff that they would continue to liaise with the presses over the grievances and reiterated their apology for the inconvenience. Inconvenience? I think this is a step above inconvenience.
Yeah.
The dog was already liaising with them.
That was the problem.
Yeah, liaising slobber all over me.
Singapore Airlines endeavors to notify customers who may be seated next to an assistance dog prior to boarding the flight, the airline said in a statement. We sincerely apologize that this did not occur in this case. And if it did, really, you were screwed anyway because there was no other seats. We'll work with our airport teams to ensure that this lapse does not occur again. But again, full flight. You get what you get. I will say this. I believe this couple should get a full refund.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And let me tell you something. If I had an illustrator, I'd write a children's book, Freddy the Farting Dog. Come on, Freddy. We're going for a trip. Where are we going? We're going on a plane. Oh, boy, can I slobber all over first class. Oh, boy. Then Freddy and his master joined the plane and farted all across the nation at 500 miles an hour.
There you go. I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial here. Yep. Animals who are not in carriers should not be allowed on planes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about service animals?
Well, I have a solution for that.
What?
A pet section.
Oh, that's yeah.
True. And you get a little...
Yeah.
But you want to know something? Service animal, this was, quote unquote, a service animal, but it wasn't a service animal where it's properly trained.
No, Joe, this was an out of service animal.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
That's great. Oh God, he certainly was, or at least one part of him was.
Well, I mean, we've talked about service animals years in the past. I mean, there was a huge one on the plane today. I got to tell you, when I'm walking on a plane, I see somebody with a dog, and you know, I'm an animal lover. I do not want to sit next to them. I'd rather sit next to a fat person.
You know what, though? Enough with the, you know, it's getting out of hand. You're walking, is it an airliner or the back of the Beverly Hillbillies truck? I mean, what are we doing? What's going on here?
It's called Air Ark. It's Air Noah's Ark.
Oh, come on, Ellen May, bring some of your critters on. Like, you got to be kidding.
I have a practical question, though. What happens when the dog has to pee or poop? What do they do?
He has to wait in the line to the latrine and try to get through the service car like everybody else does.
But you think you're special because you got four legs? Wait your turn.
That doesn't make a difference. Wait your turn.
Yeah, no, but honestly, like with the person who had this dog never should have allowed the dog underneath the seat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
But I'll tell you this. Sure. If this stuff happens, I almost feel like the passenger should have to foot the bill.
Yeah. They could have done was they could have moved the passenger and the dog where the other seats were instead of having those two people move.
You know what? That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it wasn't the better seats, but hey,
but
you know.
There's certain animals that I am allergic to their slobber, and I'll break out in hives.
Well, that's why you're doing the show from a distance tonight, dear.
That's right.
Yes. You're the animals that I'm allergic to.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why you're sequestered in a Helix Manor.
Some Tuesdays I'm itchy as hell.
Yeah, well. No, I mean, listen, I get it. Well, I'm going to leave on this. What did people do before service animals. What do these anxiety-ridden people do? You know what they did? They puked in a bag like a man and a woman. Let's go, people. Hyperventilate. Let's go. We got to get someplace. Orlando ain't going to get there on its own. All right.
Right.
When we come back, here today, gone tomorrow. All right.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
And we're back. You are listening to Davin's Den. This is School of Fools topic we have never talked about, but I can kind of relate to. If I'm being honest with things, kind of relate to it in some ways. Not in other ways, it's pretty obvious that I can't relate to it. But we'll get there. We just find it. We'll get there. There we go. School of Fools. All right. Here we go.
Ring around the rosy bucket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
All right, this story comes to us from Georgia. Let's see. So a Georgia college white baseball manager is under fire after allegedly telling a black player he couldn't play on the team because his hair was too long and didn't conform to the rules set by the coach. And pull up your baseball pants. No, I'm making that up. Valdosta State University head baseball coach Greg Juliams was secretly recorded by former player Ashley Akridge during a meeting in the coach's office, where Akridge questioned Juliams' reasoning for kicking him off the team based on his hair length. In a video posted to TikTok by Akridge with the caption, "Valdosta State University 2023 or 1945, a player tells the coach he was always respectful and always complied with the strict hair policy. If you complied with what I said, you got your hair cut. I wouldn't have to keep telling you about it," the coach says, suggesting there were multiple times he told the player to chop off his hair, long hair, get a haircut and get a real job. Although neither individual is identified in the video, a source told WALB that it was Akridge and Juliams. Juliams, 61, then takes partial blame for not giving Akridge, 21, clear instructions on how to wear his hair on the baseball team, but is still adamant that he was correct in kicking the college student off the team. "So I didn't tell you exactly how to do it, but I'm still correct." Okay. In all fairness to you, where I failed, what I should have done from the very beginning, and I didn't do it, this is my fault, and I could see how I gave you the wrong impression, so I'm not going to totally blame you, because it takes two with everything, Julian says, according to the club. "I'm not going to totally blame you, it takes two, but you're the only one who's going to suffer." But that's how that works.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. What I should have said at the very beginning was, "This is what you've got to do with your hair, and then once you do that, I'll let you come out there." And I didn't do that. Akridge was first recruited by FIU in 2019, and played for Jacksonville State University during his freshman season in 2022 before he transferred to Valdosta State. He attempts to point out discrepancies in Julian's policy, as other players also had long hair and weren't kicked off the team, but the coach quickly shoots him down. I'm going to play a little bit of this audio. Bear with me as I pull this up. Here we go.
"This is what you got to do with your hair. And then once you do that, then I'll let you come out there." Okay. And I didn't do that. This was my fault. Okay.
I mean, also kind of discrepancies when there's other guys on the team.
We're not talking about other guys. I told you before on the phone, we're not going down that route. Why would I go down that route again?
I'm just saying, like, this is stuff that people is telling me.
I don't care what anyone else says. This is between you and me. I'm the head coach. Okay. It doesn't matter what any other player says. Doesn't matter. So again, why would I want you back on the team when we're right back having the same conversation again?
I don't know why we're having this conversation. My hair is cut. I don't know why we're having this conversation.
It's not short enough to be on the baseball team.
My hair is not short enough to be on the team?
No.
Right now?
No.
How is that possible?
No.
How is that possible?
I'm the one that sets rules. I can set whatever rule I want.
I can set whatever rule I want, because I'm the man in this relationship. Anyway, I want to be treated just like everybody else. "What do you mean?" Akridge says as his voice begins to crack with emotion. "If you want to be treated like everybody else, you'd be white." No, I added that. "Then follow the rules I give you." The coach says, conversation over. While Boris could not allow me to put you back on this baseball team. However, the administration might. Anyway, there is no way it ain't going to happen. This conversation is over. I said so on the phone. And a harumph to you. At the end of the video, Akridge shared a photo of himself in a car with his hair just below his ears, followed by a white picture for Valdosta, whose hair appears to be flowing down past his collar. Flowing! The TikTok video has been seen over 464 times in 464,000 times in 3 days. Valdosta State and NCAA Division II Public School released a statement after the video that went viral, saying it is looking into the matter and will make staff changes if a violation did occur. In keeping with the Valdosta State University non-discrimination policy, the university is committed to maintaining a fair, respectful, and non-discriminatory environment for all. The VSU Office of Human Resources is conducting a comprehensive inquiry into the current matter and will address any personnel actions that are deemed to violate university policy if inquiry reveals anything. We're progressing through the required due process procedures. All right. Here's the deal. I saw the pictures. Now, if they are accurate, and let's assume they are, let's assume they're not photoshopped, let's assume that everything was taken at the same time for the purposes of this conversation. The white player had long hair to his collar, I would say, maybe a little bit past it. The African-American player who was kicked off the team had dread-style, braids, but, like, maybe a little bit past his ears or to his ears. Certainly not to his collar. Certainly very neat. If we are to go on these pictures alone, then this is racism. I'm sorry. This is just some racist nonsense. If we were to go by these pictures, and does anybody disagree with that? Before I go on,
no, I'm looking at the pictures. Even the pictures that I'm looking for in the story, I don't see a problem. He had the long dread. I mean, how many major league players have that? You know, and well, the other one that they show, his hair was cut neat. I don't know what the problem is. Also, a key thing is when he points out that other players on the team have long hair as well, when he says, well, we're not talking about them, we're talking about you. All right, so you're singling me out. I guess you're singling me out on that. So you have a problem with it. So I think this guy is out of hand. And also, he wants the team to have, hair at a certain length. Is that your personal preference, or is that the school policy?
That's his personal preference.
That's his personal preference, but it's not the school's preference. I mean,
a lot of times, like in high school, I had long hair, and my coach did not really like that. I think I did not get a lot
of. Look, sometimes coach wants stuff just so. I get it, but you know, on this one, and also, you know, this is a college. This guy is, you know, on a scholarship. I believe he's on a scholarship. You know, this guy is jeopardizing his education over something as stupid as hair. I think he's out of line.
No, I agree with you. I think when you're getting paid by somebody, like major leagues, like the New York Yankees don't allow beards, which at this point is stupid, or long hair, which at this point is stupid. But if you're getting paid by somebody professionally, okay, them's the rules. I get it. You know, high school, college athletes, is this some type of discipline thing? It doesn't seem like discipline if not everybody has to follow the rules.
Yeah, you know.
It's not some kind of paramilitary organization where it's like, everyone must be lock, stock, and barrel. It's a ridiculous rule. What is this, the 60s?
Yeah, yeah. And if the coach is going to say anything about the way he wants stuff, it's, you know, how many innings he wants his pitcher to pitch, how he wants to position people in the field in any given situation, not something like hair, especially when this kid, his hair doesn't look out of, you know, at an extraordinary length out of any other kid his age. So I don't know what the problem is.
Well, but coaches do set rules and guidelines. For instance, some teams might have certain policies for when they're traveling, what they have to wear when they're traveling. Maybe you can't wear, for the sake of this argument, baggy or ripped clothes if you're traveling. Maybe you have to be neat. I mean, so coaches do make rules. They are representing the school. I get that. Because when you put on that Valdosta State uniform, you're representing the school. I think it's a little much, but again, I think you have the real problem when it's not the same rules for everybody. And when you say we're not talking about him, we're talking about you, that tells me you know you stepped in it. You know you're wrong.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. That's the key point of the article. I mean, when he said, well, it's supposed to be for everybody. Is it? It's a team, isn't it? So if you got other guys with long hair or longer hair and you're singling me out, there's a problem here. You got a problem with me.
So should the so if the school concludes what we conclude, do you nothing with the coach, suspend the coach, fire the coach?
Don't fire him, suspend him.
I think it's a fireable offense.
Do you?
Yeah, you disagree, Pip?
I don't know if I would want to, unless he had done things like this in the past. I don't know if I would want to fire the man, but I certainly would want to suspend him and have a little talk about how he's going to be running the team and how he should be equal with everyone.
All right, when we come back, I'll have a little talk with Elon Musk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. As the hour is drawing long, we shall do some scamming scammers. As soon as I can.
Yay!
Yeah, Pip is all a flutter. That's what Pip does. She flutters.
I like scamming them.
Here we go. All right. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. When the scammers reach out to us, we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. All right, we will continue with fake Elon Musk. That's what we will do. And we will go to get my glasses is what we will do.
Get your specs.
You found them.
Yes, I found them. All right. March 30th, 2023. Elon says, good morning, sir. How are you doing today, sir? And then he sends me an image of a conversation between him and another person. He says, hi, Ann. She goes, God will bless you abundantly. You're really really a good lady. I don't know what's going on. God will bless you too, mate. I guess you've received your payout. Yes, I'm still wondering how this works. I didn't believe you. I just gave it a try, and now I got paid. The company is reliable. People are getting paid every day from this investment. Look what I received. And it really is. It really proves nothing, what I am sent. It is just some random conversation that was allegedly screenshotted, probably from some other source where I'm going to go, yup. That seems pretty convincing for me.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, what in the hell?
Yep, Elon. That's the type of genius that made you the man you are. Take my money. I mean, I don't know what the hell he's doing. He goes, I thought I should show you this. She invested and it completed 48 hours. What is that? No. What is that? Stop that.
You know what this is just reminding me of, though? What? You know those reviews for plays or movies where they take one word out of a scathing review and say, powerful. Like, he's so powerfully stupid is what they really said, but you just see powerfully, you know, or something.
So in this case, the. So he continues, I thought I should show you this. She invested and completed 48 hours. Now she have gotten her profit now. I go, solid screenshot shot of non-discernible information, Ellie. I give him a smiling face.
Oopsie-daisy.
So have you spoken with your girlfriend? So remember, I have no more money. I have to ask my girlfriend to invest.
Right.
She goes, when are you planning on investing, sir? I go, I'm supposed to see her this weekend. It's something that should be discussed in person. He goes, okay. You don't stay together? Getting personal, Ellie? No, we do not. My words, sir.
Yeah, you are.
Get your tentacles out of my Twitters and leave the X off. He goes, sorry, I thought you stayed together. Now we go to March 31st. Hello there, sir, he says. I go, hi, Ellie. He goes, how are you doing today? I go, I'm okay, how are you? He goes, I'm good. I suppose you know why I texted you, sir. I go, because we're pals? He goes, okay, well, that's part of it. But I want to know if you've talked to your girlfriend about the investment. I'm running out of time to gather all my investors so I can announce them to the public, and I don't want you to be part from it because we're pals. I go, I don't want to be announced. He goes, why, sir? That would be a huge advantage for you to be famous. I go, because it's private or infamous. He goes, okay, I respect your decision, but may I ask if you're still interested in investing, sir? I go, I am. He goes, so what are you waiting for, sir? I go, I told you. He goes, so have you spoken to her yet? I go, is it the weekend? What? What?
No, I just, you know, have you spoken to her? Is it the weekend?
To be fair, isn't that how I would answer one of you two if I was annoyed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very familiar.
Yes. He goes, well, I thought if you really interested, you would have. No offense. I go, I don't plan her schedule. He goes, okay, do you, sir. I go, party on, Ellie. He goes, you too. I go, thank you. He goes, okay. April 1st, April Fool's Day. He goes, hello, sir. How are you doing today? I go, hi, Ellie. Running out. Talk later, my friend. He goes, I suppose you've talked with your girlfriend. I go, she'll be over later. Later on that day. He goes, okay, hello. I go, hey. And then April 2nd, we go. He goes, how are you doing today, sir? I go, we're better. Running out now. Talk later.
Oh, so you're just pushing him off.
I most certainly am.
Were you actually in real life, like, running out the door? Or were you, like, saying, oh, I don't want to deal with this right now?
It was 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't think I wanted to deal with it. Or I was playing softball. No, I don't think I wanted to deal with it. I don't know. He goes, okay, so you've spoken with your girlfriend, sir, about the investment? I go, yes. He goes, so how did it go, sir? I go, well, it was a conversation I was not expecting. I don't even know how to say it. He goes, just say it, sir. What did she say? I go, were you in Tacoma in September of 2011?
What?
I asked him if he was in Tacoma in September of 2011.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yes, it is. He probably thought that as well. That's the point, silly.
Yeah.
He laughs, goes, what are you trying to do, sir? I go, not trying to do anything. Just ask you a question as it pertains to the conversation. He goes, yes, why are you asking? Just tell me what she said. I go, well, she says you slept with her and left in the middle of the night and never called her.
You can.
Oh, my God.
He goes, what? I don't even know her. Surprised emoji. I go, she insists. Now that you say you were there, it's quite likely it happened.
Wow, this is a nice turn. And I like that he's like, what?
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 He goes, have been in places. I go, Ellie, that's a D move.
Yeah, really.
I've been in places. Yeah, you're one of the places you're insinuating is my girlfriend.
Yes. I go, yes, but Tacoma is not a popular place. She is not a liar. This is not good, man. He goes, well, sir, I don't know her. I go, well, yeah, because you dined her and dashed on her. And then he gives me like...
He dashed on her, did he?
Well, I'm keeping it clean. And then there's like six like worried emojis. Jesus, where is all this coming from? He says. You got to be thinking, this is not what I signed up for. I'm just trying to do a little financial scam.
I wasn't expecting to have this insinuation. Oh, my.
Jesus, where is all this coming from? I go, yeah, dude, that was my expression, too, meaning the worried, shocked emojis. He goes, I help people. I'm not doing the opposite. I go, yeah, but you also like to shag. I'm just telling you what happened.
Wow. He's going, how the hell did I get into the middle of this? This nonsense.
He goes, so what's it going to be now? I go, you're known as a womanizer. You know that. He goes, if what she's saying is true, why did she not go public about it? I don't know her, never met her. Because she's a lady, not a whore, Ellie.
Oh. But wait, now, back up for just a second. Now, during all these conversations, have you ever said the name of your girlfriend?
No, I have not.
No, so He's saying, oh, I don't even know her. It's like, dude, how do you know you don't know her?
Exactly.
You don't even know who we're talking about.
I go, because she's a lady, not a whore, Ellie. Well, she knows you, even the freckle on your right nut.
Oh.
That's knowing somebody.
Now, that's a bold move. I mean, because he could say, I don't have a freckle on my right nut. You got the wrong guy.
Yeah, but how would he know? Unless he's inspected Elon Musk's undercarriage.
Right, that's true. That's true. I go, Nod, I'll ask you one last time if you still want to invest. If no, please let me know. And if yes, stop talking about this and tell me what you want to invest in and how much. I go, dude, don't make it like I'm the bad guy. You told me to tell you. He did tell me to tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, well, seems you're just wasting my time. I go, wow, so that's how it's going to be. And yes, I'm just wasting your time. But I say, wow, so that's how it's going to be.
That's true.
Yes.
Yes.
He goes, I'm trying to help you. You're accusing me of such. I won't stoop so low, even if I am a womanizer. That's not the best defense.
That's great.
I mean, there's Selena Gomez and the rest. Why would I go for your girlfriend? I go, I did not accuse you of anything. You asked. I told you. Should I have lied? She wasn't my girlfriend in 2011. He goes, this is unacceptable, sir. I won't lie. You then believe her over me? That's what's up. It hurts me, sir. And that's where we'll leave it.
Oh, my God.
Joe, where are you going to be?
Very interesting.
No, where are you going to be? I know it's interesting. I wrote it.
All right, then I will be on September 20th, 21st, and 23rd at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Go down and check us on OutGoUncleVinny's.com for tickets or dial 1-877-Uncle-VIN. On the 22nd, Friday, I'll be at my home club on Long Island, Governor's Comedy Club. I'll be on the patio. Please join us. Go to Govs.com or dial 516-731-3356, or 58 rather. 3358.
All right. Saturday, October 7th, I'll be in Kingston, New York at High Falls Cafe. For tickets, call 845-687-2699. Sunday, October 8th, I'll be in New York City at Sola's. For tickets, call 585-415-4759. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. All right.
That was 11:46. I can edit it.
All right. On the break, new music from Alpha Neutral with Humanity and Emily Coco with Strangers. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Let me just get that queued up. Where are you?
We're right here.
You're not helpful.
Yeah.
As usual.
I never claimed today.
Well, good.